Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I have found that cis men, when you say, like, I have a partner and I am not available, they're like, I'm in love with you. If I'm going to go on like a date, that's a different animal than like if I'm just on Hinge, like, and like men are a renewable resource.
That's why we're working.
Green New Deal, so, baby.
Right. Yeah. I was about to say.
We're using cis men as a renewable resource.
The Peen New Deal.
The Peen
New Deal. Oh!
What's up, guys? Thanks for listening. A great episode today with Gabby Dunn. You probably know them from their YouTube channel, but they are just a fantastic comedian, a director, writer. They have a great podcast called Bad With Money. They're on this week. We get into what it is like being non-binary and hooking up with cis straight men. Super interesting stuff. Very, very funny. And also, I'm coming to Boston and I'm coming to San Francisco. Those tickets are available on my website, ashleygavin.com, and check out the tour dates. I would love to see you guys. All right. Enjoy the episode. We are in the apartment. We're having gay sex.
Yes.
We're having gay sex with one of our
Before we start, they, them.
Oh, thank you. We were going to do it, but oftentimes we wait like 20 minutes before we remember to do that. So
that's okay.
It gives me,
too late.
Gives me the opportunity to misgender someone for a full, for a full half hour.
That's okay.
Before they can correct me and be like, hey, you piece of shit. You invited me to be here. I am the most requested guest.
No.
You are, though. You're way up there. Today we're having gay sex with Gabby Dunn, and I'm so excited.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Most requested. Wow.
Do you play the guitar?
I took lessons. I take lessons. I'm not great. My partner is a musician.
Okay.
These are my 2 guitars. One was a gift from my partner, the nice one. I play.
That's fun.
But no, it's like I would say less than a hobby.
Okay. So sort of your podcast is called Bad With Money, and I'm wondering if this is a part of it.
I love to pick up a hobby for like 9 months and just go super hard at it and then not care about it ever again.
But that's the best part about, I feel like with comedy, the most I ever feel a successful comedian is just buying a Moleskine notebook and like a great mechanical pencil. You know, like getting the shit from the thing, you're like, I'm a fucking expert. I paid $500 for this guitar. I'm an expert.
Yeah. Okay. So no, this guitar was like $70 at a thrift store. And then this guitar was a very nice gift from my partner for my birthday. But the new one that we are like going hard at is surfing.
Ooh. Yeah.
Also expensive.
Yeah.
Couldn't just pick something that's like not like hundreds of dollars. So
how's it going with the surfing?
Well, I didn't think that I was going to get up on the board the first time, but the first lesson I had, I did get up on the board, in fact.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow. And we've been like a couple times. We went like twice this in July, and because again, expensive. And both times, super fun. Love it. We can get up on the board for a little bit. And now like we're going to Jersey for like a family thing. And I'm like, do you think we could do a surfing in Jersey?
Yes.
Do a surfing. That's what they say.
We go there and they'll have a surf lesson. And so we might do one there again, just to spend money for no reason.
Do you have a board or do you just pay for rental?
Because I'm nervous because how long is this going to last?
Yeah.
That I'm interested in this. So I don't want to get a board yet because I'm like, one, I don't have room for it in my home. And two,
the guitars.
How long is it going to last? I'm going to go hard at it. I'm going to spend, I don't know how much a board costs, but I'm going to spend whatever amount of money on a board. And then in like a year, I won't care about it. Mm. But because I do, I also like for a long time, I boxed. And so I had all this boxing equipment. And I like was boxing and like posting videos of me boxing. And then I go back and I like kind of take them all. Like I'll like, that's my hobby for a year. And then I'll like go and take it all down. Or like I would post all these videos of me playing guitar. Then I take them all down. And right now there's like two videos of me surfing. Probably I'll do that for like a year and then take them all down.
Okay. Some people are a triple threat. Gabby is like a septuple threat.
I think that that is a perfectly good way to have hobbies. You could have like a few things that you do your whole life, or you just rotate through and then it's always fresh.
I'm more of a whole lifer / I don't have hobbies.
Well, so I just started whittling.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
What is
As
that?
As if you couldn't little boy your way into something else. Look at this teeny little boy in the woods we
I
have
know.
Over here. Whittling a strap on for himself.
Oh my God.
Just trying to get wood whittling? Some way.
Right now, I'm whittling a little like fish figurine that I'm gonna give to my grandfather.
I've heard of people whittling spoons because those Ooh. Are like practical.
Yeah, that would be practical
because you know whittling is an extremely practical hobby. What's
it
let's
might be
get...
soothing? Did you guys see that? There was a picture of Tom Daley, the swimmer, knitting at the Olympics, and I feel like
isn't
that's
he
the
diver. The gay diver?
Yeah, the diver. I think you need to, like, have that sort of, like, calm amongst the noise.
Like,
you know
knitting, yeah. Knitting, but masculine. It's the non-binary,
Okay, so
non-binary knitting.
The funniest thing is when I called Michaels to ask if they had whittling materials.
Michaels!
I was like, I don't want to go to Michaels if they're not going to have it. And I said, do you have any whittling materials? And he goes, what? And I was like, whittling. And he goes, knitting? He just like didn't know what it was. And I was so mad. I was like, no, big manly wood carving materials. Do you have them?
I thought you were going to say that he thought that you were trying to say little materials, but in like a baby voice.
Do you have whittle knitting needles? Whittle art supplies for me at Arts and Crafts?
Nice for the baby.
Well, let's do our intros because
yes.
Gabby is very important and she has places to be. They have places to be. I read today that you're not supposed to say sorry. So now I'm trying to shift into.
You can just be like, just sorry, or I don't know. I've had people say sorry. Other trans people say sorry, or people who are just like, oh, and move on. I don't know. I think it's down to the individual.
The key thing is to not to do the thing what we're doing right now, which is when you make it into a whole issue. Just
oh,
listener.
No, I don't care if you make it an issue. I just like in my own experience, right? So like before I changed my pronouns, my partner is also they, them. And I, in the very beginning of us dating, I messed up. And then my response to messing up was to start crying. And I would say that, that I think is a good example of what not to do. I think you making it a whole thing, you're like, oh, talking about it made it a whole thing. No, it would have been a whole thing if you just started sobbing, I think is what would have made this really bad, you know?
Well, that might happen. Let's give it time.
Yeah, give it time. It was not good.
We're going to do our intros. We do intros so the listeners know how to refer to us, and then we'll get into the gay sex from the week. We do a rant. I'm going to ask you if you've had gay sex this week, and then you do not. You can respond in whatever way moves you.
Okay.
As private or as public as you'd like to be.
Sure.
Bad date, coming out, whatever. Cool, great. I'm excited. I'm having a great. We did my show for the first time yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having a great week. I'm Ashley Gavin, cis, gay, white woman, she, her pronouns. And I wrote a great one for you today, Kate.
Let's hear it.
Okay. As always, to keep me from getting canceled, my cancel coach, they don't let me drop the ball, but the balls surely haven't dropped on them.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
That was a little joke.
Kate Sisk.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Kate Sisk, the fat in the chat. Glad to be here with you all. I'm a white, Bisexual, lesbian, dyke. You know, listeners, the listeners know I have difficulty with my gender.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have I never mentioned that before?
Rings a bell, actually.
Oh,
no,
okay. You probably can't tell by looking at me, for certainly. Blows a whistle. So what we're going to do is I'm going to do a gender of the week as chosen by the listeners.
Oh, yes. A gender of the week.
So you all sent in a lot of genders for me. So one of the most popular was Carl Weezer from the Jimmy Neutron cartoon.
Oh. Absolutely.
What is, I don't know what that is. Gabby, describe it to me because I don't know.
Like a little cute sort of nerd, chubby boy, a best friend sidekick.
That makes total sense. That actually
redhead?
Works.
Am I making that up?
Yeah, redhead. And redhead. He has a crush on Jimmy's mom, which tracks. So I appreciated the Carl Weezer one. I will say one person said Carl Weezer, but with more estrogen. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't think there is a cartoon male character with more estrogen in the world than Carl Weezer. So that listener is on
your shit list.
Wow. On your shit list.
Fuck you. Thanks for listening.
I don't even remember who it
rate
was.
Rate and review. Subscribe.
You know that movie Mitchells versus the Machine or whatever that came out on Netflix? And it was like on the front page. It's a cartoon. It's like on the front page of Netflix.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The main character from it, I guess, has like big glasses. It's like a white person with big glasses and like rain colorful like outfits and like a certain like this haircut, and I was getting tagged on TikTok like this. I was like, god damn it, I don't come on this app to get roasted by I like posted something. I was like, I have a question. If you people are my fans, what are the haters like?
You know what I get? I always get from iCarly, whatever, Benson's mom, what's that kid's name? I always get that, and it's so hurtful. It's so mean. Especially
they're
like,
funny. The problem with my fan base is that they're younger than me.
Yeah, us too.
They are brutal. Like I at one point I referred to the For You page on TikTok as my timeline.
Oh no.
And then some teens were like, not millennial Gabby saying timeline instead of For You page. And I was like, can you people let me breathe?
Well, that was a great intro. We're also going to include your son. We're going to include your sign, Gabby. What's your sign, Kate? Because I don't. Aquarius, right?
Aquarius.
I'm a Scorpio because someone wrote in and was like, you're not talking enough about zodiac signs anymore.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay, I guess. So this is the obligatory sun sign. It's not just an intro. It's like the obligatory sign. So if you don't mind introducing yourself so the listeners know. Yeah.
I'm Gabby Dunn. They, them. I'm a writer, internet person, although less so, creator, director, all kinds of stuff, podcaster. And I am a non-binary white person, and I am a Gemini.
Okay. Ooh. I have nothing to say to that because I truly don't know.
It means twins.
Nice.
We get a bad reputation.
Yes, I know that.
I like to say that I am a Gemini who did so well at being a Gemini that I retired and they hung my jersey up in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
But I no longer Gemini.
Okay. As a verb, what do you do now?
I'm a retired Gemini.
Okay.
Retired. I took myself out of the game. Mm-hmm. Even though I was winning, it was at the height of the game.
Yeah.
Coaching?
No, I'm not coaching. I took myself out. I went and tried baseball for a while, came back. That's a Michael Jordan reference. I have a partner. We're non-monogamous, so I still date, but I'm not a nightmare person anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Do you think there's a really big Mercury in retrograde that could get you to come out of retirement as a Gemini?
Sometimes there's little, what me and my partner call small mischief, which is just like,
cute.
Sometimes the Gemini comes out just for small mischief.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be like, why did you lie about that tiny thing? And I'll be like, I don't know.
But it's harmless. It's harmless chaos.
Harmless.
That just keeps it fun.
Yeah.
Very harmless.
It's
small
cute.
Mischief.
Aww.
You gotta, as a Gemini, you need to feed that sometimes.
Well, let's get into the gay sex.
Indeed.
I'm going to start, Gabby. You're going to go second. Kate's going to go third. And we're going to fucking... I'm going to give you a choice of story.
I love when you do this.
I have been seeing a horse girl. And
oh, boy.
It has come to a close. So we could talk about that.
Okay.
The other option... We're going to talk about that. I said I said I'd give you an option, but I
okay,
feel...
Okay, no. Yeah, because we need to talk about the horse girl of it all.
It's a situation, Gabby. So this girl slid. She's been on. She looks a lot like an ex of mine, which was pretty scary.
Yeah,
she's absolutely stunningly beautiful. She's so so funny. She's a really intense person, and
yeah,
I would say
horse girls tend to be.
Yes, and we've established a wealthy horse girl that
big horse
that
money,
kind of,
big horse girl money. Yeah. And we have a really intense connection, and I would say that I am a retired intense person. I'm super intense, but Kate, you've known me a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say I've seriously mellowed.
Yes.
And I'm trying not to, like, I'm just trying to have much more mellow, chill connections.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And I've worked really hard on that.
Yes.
And then this horse girl trots into my life.
Sure.
Gallops, some might
Gallops.
Say.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm feeling sick. I went away for a little while. We're talking till 5 a.m.
Oh no!
I'm out of a relationship recently, so I don't have the juice to fall in love.
Yeah.
But we're doing all the falling in love things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's complicated because we're kind of bumping heads. It never escalates, but we keep bumping heads.
You got to pull the reins.
I got to pull the reins.
Oh my god! No.
We haven't had like sex. Successfully.
Got it.
Little things keep coming up. Does that make sense?
Like, are you spending that much time together? It seems like you're talking on the phone or texting more.
Well, I went away for a little while, and then she went away for a little while. So it's been all phone, and oh my fucking God. Okay. I don't know whether or not I'm going to say cancel me if this is inappropriate. So I've never worked with a sex worker. One of the reasons is because for me, I think I would have trouble getting over the hurdle of feeling desired.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
But with this girl, she's not a sex worker, but the way she dirty talks and like says my name, like during phone sex, like screams my name. If I were to describe it to you, you'd be like, does she mean that?
Mm. Like, is she performing?
Right. But it doesn't matter because I'm buying it. And she is fucking selling it. And I'm just in over my head with her. Like,
yeah.
I'm just... But then when we get in the bedroom, I don't know if you've ever had this, but there are just people that I've been so attracted to, but they're just like kind of like conflict-laden situations. Mm-hmm. And it never escalates to like a fight or anything, but it always feels like there's a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If it's happening that early on, not worth pursuing.
Yeah, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with her.
Right.
She's, I think, a wonderful human being.
It's just compatibility.
It's
just
like a compatibility thing. So I did this for the first time in my life. I called her. We had a conversation and we decided it would be a good idea not to see each other anymore.
Oh, very mature. Very mature.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
Like, it's always ended in like a fight or like fizzled out?
Fizzled out or like the end of a major relationship, which is a totally different type of breakup.
Right. Yeah.
So that was my...
That's like a very chill, calm... I've always liked the sort of breakups that are like, good day to you, good day to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Move on.
Exactly. And I watched her ride off into the sunset and...
Yep. She said, hi, ho, Silver, and she took off.
Rode her horse all the way to Dubai.
Yeah. And good for her. And you can, and I don't think you should feel like insecure of like, well, I can't tell you how to feel, but you know, you being like, well, if someone desires me that much, it's a performance. I'm sure that's something
that you're working on, Ashley.
Yeah. But I don't think you should feel that way.
Thank you. That is like very sweet to say.
You also might have been in your head because you know she's an actor.
That's possible. She's also just
actor like and horse girl. a twofer. That's what we call a twofer.
When I FaceTime with her, she was at her parents' house, but not her childhood home.
Mm.
And there were American Girl dolls in the background.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Huh.
That's interesting. American Girl dolls have come up a lot lately. And I think people have... In my life, people have been really into like what I don't know if it's the singularity or what, but like multiple podcasts I've been listening to have like talked about American Girl dolls, and then like what kind of like their backgrounds, like what kind of American Girl doll were you into the most and stuff. And
she said some stuff about Felicity, but I don't know anything about American Girl dolls.
Felicity, that strong horse girl energy, Or then like there was one Samantha who's like rich. And one of my friends was like, yeah, Samantha, the rich one. And I was like, she's rich, but she was an orphan. And it's like, why do you know?
Wait, how can you be a rich orphan?
Like she was Annie. An orphan.
But Annie was, oh, I see. Okay. Annie. Her grandmother took care of, okay. Like Batman type of rich. Dead parents.
Oh, yeah. Batman parents. Is a rich orphan. Yeah.
That's so
dead
funny.
Dead parents, but.
That you get to, if you're a boy orphan, you get to be a superhero. But if you're a girl orphan,
you're an American girl doll,
and you're rich, and you live with your grandmama. That's it. But I was like defending her. They were like, "Yeah, she was just the rich one," and I'm like, "No, she had a tragic backstory."
If you're gonna be rich, you have to have a tragic backstory.
Yeah, it's humanizing.
Otherwise. Yeah, it's humanizing. Yeah. Well, that's my gay sex from this week. I know she listens to the pod, and if you're listening right now, oh, you get to name her. What's her name?
Clydesdale.
Clydesdale. If you're listening, Clydesdale, I'm her Bonnie, and she's my Clyde.
Oh, that is a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I just think you're so fucking hot, and you're a great kisser, and I really wish it had worked out differently, but I wish you the best of luck.
That's nice.
That's really beautiful.
That's nice.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex, take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Gabby, did you have gay sex this week?
Well, I went on a date, but it was thwarted by COVID because I am going to, I'm going with my partner to see my partner's baby niece. And so in a few days, and so I like couldn't risk it. If it was just us, like maybe I was supposed to go on a date on Friday night. That was like a date where it might not be Victorian times and we may like actually make physical contact with each other.
There's been so much longing in COVID.
Yeah.
COVID Victorian times. So we did go out. So we like had to talk beforehand about like whatever. And so we did go out to an outdoor bar to talk across from each other and not touch. Just Pride and Prejudice style.
Yeah. Your chaperone was seated at the edge of the booth.
Yeah. It wasn't what anybody wanted. And then she's great, fellow Gemini. So that's maybe a disaster waiting to happen. But she like, you know, texted me and was like, that's okay. I'll just wear the dress I was going to wear this time. I'll just wear it next time. And I was like, and I sent back a cartoon emoji of a wolf with the eye. Because
that's how you get them.
I'm like a weird, well, it was also this thing is that what she said, I asked her out and she said yes to go out with me. And then I was like, I can't believe that she said, I said this to her. I was like, I can't believe you said yes because I am literally your reply guy. Like, I am literally, like, on your Instagram, like, every picture you post being, like, hard eyes, fire emoji, or, like, every story you post being, like, you know, like, clapping or, like, whatever. Like, I was, like, the guy on your Instagram that replies to every single picture being, like, you're hot, you're hot, you're hot. Like, that's me.
God, I did that the other day.
Why did you? I was like, I guess as an Insta baddie, my question would be, why did you agree to go out with a reply guy?
How did you know this girl, person, woman,
girl.
Human, girl? How did you know her to begin with?
I didn't remember this. I had met her when I was with my ex-boyfriend and she had come to their house. And I kind of remembered that a little bit. And she said that she walked into the party and she knew me from the internet, but she forgot that she only knew me from the internet. This was like 2016. Yeah. So she was like, hey. And then she said that I immediately was like, hi, what's up? Like, even though I didn't know her.
I've totally done that before.
I do it all the time.
Why not? Like, why make someone feel weird or whatever? So I was like, oh, good for me.
One time I saw one of the actors from The Office and I was just like, hey, how's it going, man? And he was like, oh, great, you? And I was like, oh, good. And then it wasn't until like 10 minutes after that I was like, he's from The Office.
Which one?
Shit, I forget.
Wow, that is so hurtful to this guy from The Office.
Yeah.
So it's got to be either Oscar Nunez.
No.
Or
Brian.
Yeah, Brown. Yes, yeah. Was it Kevin?
No.
Damn.
Was it Creed?
No.
Were you talking to Steve Carell?
No,
was it literally John Krasinski?
Literally talking to John Krasinski.
It was John Krasinski, and I just went,
You negged John Krasinski.
Wow.
I was like, hey, say hi to Emily for me. Don't remember your name.
Say hi to Emily for me is the funniest thing you could say to John Krasinski. Because it implies you don't care about him at all. And that you have some sort of friendly relationship with Emily.
That'd be a great way to get in, though. Get in with Emily.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
She'll think, fuck, I can't remember who this person
is. Yes. Oh, yeah. This is
a
plan.
If you meet someone with a woman or a partner that you want to get in with, this is the neg the husband or the, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
I'm fucking up all the genders on this, but.
That is so funny. That is like if you, right now, if you ran into Ben Affleck and you were like, say hi to Jennifer for me. Well, even more casual. Say hi to Jenny for me.
I love
it. What? I love that. No, so then I like just kept running into her through like, friends of friends, internet people,
nice.
Podcast people, whatever. But like, that's like a person who like is hot on Instagram, like posts on Instagram being hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you get in your mind, and this might be advice for your listeners. You get in your mind, like, oh, I can't ask that person out. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I said that to her, she was like, what? And I was like, you're like, you know, the whole Insta baddie thing. And you're posed on a balcony and you have a nice dress on and your foot is a little bit forward. And like, you know, like that kind of is like, oh, you're like posing.
Your
where
foot's
it's like,
a little bit forward and it's the one that the bigger eye. So you're tilted back and you look more.
You know, like all the poses that they do. Oh, the sun's in my eyes. I'm in Dubai or whatever.
Yeah.
So and then I'm the person who just like writes back like hot face emoji. But that means nothing, guys. It's an equal playing field and there's hope for everyone is what I'm saying.
I
anyway,
like this takeaway.
And we just hung out and had drinks and then we had to part ways. Very sad. But when I get back from my vacation, maybe we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a couple questions about like, cause you're in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. Would you describe it? What are the words that you use to describe the non-monogamous style of relationship that you're in?
Just non-monogamy. Just
okay.
But like not like polyamorous because I don't have multiple relationships because
mm-hmm. Right.
I feel that's something I've had in the past and I don't have that now.
Mm-hmm.
And then just sort of like, you know, like run it. I am like on the apps a little bit. And so like if you meet someone on the apps, you're like, hey, let me run it by my partner and be like, can I go out and have drinks with this person? Or just kind of have to negotiate. But when you're scheduling the date or whatever, you just kind of have to also negotiate with this other third party to be like, does Wednesday work? Do you have stuff to do that night? Like, are you going to be, do you want to stay home and watch Gilmore Girls? Do you want, or like, you have Mal has like queer skate park night that they go and roller, I mean, skateboard with their friends. So.
Whatever it is that they do, the kickflip
and the wheelies.
The two genders, skate park, queer skate park night, and watching Gilmore Girls. That's the
I love
two.
That.
Yeah, or then, you know, they go out and like meet people and like all, because men are weird and gross, not gross, but because men are a different animal, like you track their location, make sure to keep an eye on things, yep, make sure they come home at the right time and nobody got murdered and everything like that. So yeah, it's like just kind of but like the main relationship is like, I mean, me and we're the main relationship, we're the little family with our dog and live together, and that's my like we like say husbands, but it's not, we're not married, so don't get excited, everybody.
Fuck, I was getting so fucking pumped. I was going to run around the room and then grab a football and then throw it down on the ground.
I know. What if that's how I announce it? I was like, we're already married. And then I just announce it on various podcasts and wait to see who notices.
Not even your own podcast. Just some random podcast. We don't even know it. We literally just met and all yeah, you're just the
and
most
I'll
requested.
Go on, like another podcast that has nothing to do with being gay. And I'll be like, by the way, I'm secretly married. And I'll see which of my fans are actually paying attention.
You're on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh my God. Literally no one who listens to you. Never. The only reason I would go on that podcast is if it was like the interview and I was there to like do an assassination. Oops. No. My phone just put me on a watch list.
Because you know there's only two people you're not allowed to threaten.
The president and Joe Rogan. Those two, the two Joes off limits.
The two Joes.
Everyone
two
else.
Two Joes, no assassinations.
Hero.
Wait, I have a couple more questions because I find when I've never been in an open relationship of any kind. The closest thing that I have is sort of like having a main and then dating other. I knew you were
right.
Gonna get
yeah,
so
yeah,
mad
yeah.
at me. So I have like a little bit of a main right now. Shout out. You're so cool. Love hanging out with you. Yeah, just give her a fucking shout out.
Wow.
Big deal.
Yeah. There's like versions of that where like I've had people that I'm dating that are the most one I'm dating. And then I have other people, but Mal is like a serious relationship where we're like, we've been together like over 2 years.
You mean too serious to call them a main man?
No. I mean, they're more than a main man. A main man would be like somebody that I'm like, oh, this is the person I fuck the most. But like Mal's like my partner.
Yes. Yeah.
They're a real thing.
Do you take this woman to be
your lawfully wedded main man?
Babe, I guess what I want to say is I want you to be my main man for life. Gets down on one knee to propose.
Okay. I guess what I'm asking is when I have a main man, I'm still on the apps, but I can find the apps to be a little almost addicting. You know what I mean? Like you're swiping, you're matching with a lot of people. How do you regulate how many people you go on dates with? How do you know? Yeah. Like this is so polyamory 101. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've only been in monogamous relationships.
It just depends. Like it just depends on like, I mean, I'm very open with the people that like you are supplemental. So like if I need to disappear for like 3 weeks because me and Mal are going on vacation, we have stuff to do, we have things going on, there's stuff that's like, I don't want to say more important, but like, you know, like there's people that like I'll like hook up with from the app and then like I'll hit them up again in like a month and a half, like right. And I assume they're living their life, they don't care, like
yeah
I care if they, you know what I mean, like I always say like I like to text and be friendly and like keep up with people, and like obviously I care if like something bad happened to you, or if I saw on Instagram that you had like a really great something happen, I'll be like good job, you know, congrats, whatever. It's not like a relationship type thing. So I make that very clear from the jump that it's like, I'm not available for that. Yeah. I have found that in general, like women are like, okay, like cool. And like either like sort of not into it or like fine. And I have found that cis men, when you say like, I have a partner and I am not available, they're like, I'm in love with you. And if I was available, they like wouldn't care.
Wow.
But because I'm so upfront being like, this is not a thing and I am not whatever, I don't know.
That's
don't
so
know
funny because that's a stereotype that men put onto women. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, make yourself seem unavailable. She'll like, and these right. are all like straight games that I like
straight
don't yeah. believe in. Yeah. That I'm like, this is stupid. I would never like nag a girl or put a girl off yeah. just like have her be right. more attracted to me. But right. the fact that you're saying this is very funny.
It's very funny.
It's also interesting because like I look how I look, which is very feminine, but I'm non-binary and my pronouns are they, them. So like it is also interesting with like cis straight men who are sort of like, okay, yeah, like I get, sure, I get that. But then there's some where I'm like, I think you're having a crisis right now.
Oh, really?
Like, I think you're like, does me being interested in this person mean that I am not, like, you know, they're having a bit of like a, it depends on their experience with queerness or experience yeah. with queer people. I say that I use Hinge like Grindr because like, if I'm going to go on like a date, that's a different animal than like, if I'm just on Hinge, like, and like men are a renewable resource. And so,
that's why we're working.
Green New Deal, baby.
Right. Yeah. I was about to say, this is why conservatives think are so scared of AOC. She's like, we're literally going to grind your penises into diamond dust.
We're using cis men as a renewable resource.
The Peen New Deal.
The Peen New Deal.
Oh.
You look that so was, disappointed in
that
me.
No, that was amazing. I love
no, I really like
the
it.
The Peen New Deal is
That's horrifying. Horrible.
That was joke of the, I think, the show. Yeah. That was really good. But I do, okay, so I have like two questions for you based on that. What? How does that present itself that like these cis guys are having a sexuality or, because to me, I'm gay. I'm like gay, like lesbian, mm-hmm. capital L. I like love women. Of course, mm-hmm. I've been attracted to like AFAB non-binary people. Mm-hmm. That doesn't give me a crisis about who I am.
No, because like, I think queer people.
Because you're queer.
I think,
yeah.
It's up to the individual. And I also think queer people have a little bit more of a, like, I've definitely met guys who are like, oh, I don't know any queer. I don't know. You're the first like yeah. queer person. I'm like talking to, or
wow,
like, you know, or they'll be like, oh, my ex-girl, like, yeah, my last girlfriend was bi, or like, oh yeah, my, you know, my sister's a lesbian or something, you know, where they have like some kind of history of it, or like, oh, my brother is trans, like something.
Yeah.
And that, so that's very different than men who are sort of like, oh, this is my first cis men, straight men who are like, this is my first experience. And some are chill and they're like, sure, whatever, things are whatever. And then some, I think, have been a little threatened. Like I have exes who definitely were sort of like, whenever I would play with gender would be very uncomfortable because they yeah. didn't know what that meant for them.
Yeah.
I would be like, you're still straight. If you think you're straight, then you're straight. You know yeah. what I mean? It's getting so complicated now with like, in a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
people are just able to sort of be. And so, you know, I worry, obviously there's toxic masculinity where like men are sort of like, well, I want to be straight. Like I am straight, but I don't know if that means what they think it means anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
So you want to be with people who you feel seen.
Yeah.
You want to be with people who are seeing the real you or who aren't doing lip service and going like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. Like your gender. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. But in right. their mind, they're like,
you're a woman.
You're a woman, yeah. You know,
to me, on the one hand, I'm like, if you identify as straight, then you're straight. But on the yeah. other hand, it's impossible.
Tell that to my exes.
That's also the thing, right?
on the other hand, I feel like it's impossible to have straight sex with me.
Yes. Okay. So there's that thing, right? Of certain people who are like, who say like, well, either way you slice it, like anyone who's attracted to me is gay in some capacity. Like if you're attracted to me, that is gay. And like, I don't know how to, you know? And so like, I've heard a lot of people say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think it's so hard to talk about this gender stuff and then also biological sex, like literally the parts that you have. But mm-hmm. for me, that's basically what it comes down to. Like
your attraction?
Yeah, my attraction. Mm. So like, that's why I would never, obviously I'm into like more femme women traditionally.
Yeah. So you just enjoy, you like femininity. I mean,
yeah. But at the end of the day, vaginas are what I'm here for. And
but that's interesting because then if you, I would challenge that because then if you met someone who was like a more binary presenting trans man, you would not be interested.
Oh, that's, yep, you're right. I think it's a combination. It's some sort of, you're right, Gabby.
The equation of that, like actually is like something I would challenge for you, because if you met someone who was a very binary trans woman, let's say, and you're very into femininity,
yeah,
like I don't think that would track for you.
No, you're right. I didn't think of that one. Thank you. Look how well they did that also. So fucking polite, rather than being like, you fucking idiot. You fucking moron.
Well, it's something that people have to, I think it's people that are monosexual. So like lesbian or you identify as a gay man or you are cis. Monosexual person. So you're like, I am cis and I am straight, or I am cis and I am a lesbian, or I am cis and I am a gay man. I think that is something that you should sit and have a think about that question, because like, also like there are trans lesbians, right? So like,
for sure.
The word lesbian has like obviously a storied history, but there's like, you know, if you're like, well, I'm into women, I'm like, that is a yeah. woman.
No, I've been talking to a trans woman on Hinge actually. I haven't had the opportunity to meet her. I'm not like a I guess what I'm trying to say is you don't have to feel so insecure. Like it doesn't have to challenge your entire identity.
No, that's what I think. And I think sometimes people, you know, there's this whole thing where they're like, my roommate's a trans lesbian and there's stuff where it's like, well, oh no, like all these kind of TERFs like will be like, oh, we're losing lesbians. And it's like, we're actually gaining lesbians. Yeah. We're gaining trans lesbians. You just are transphobic and you don't like that.
Yeah. Right.
And also a lot of the trans men are still lesbians as well.
Yeah, like so those are lesbians.
There's more lesbians than ever.
Like you are mad. You're like, the word lesbian. And I'm like, I have some bad news for you. It still exists. It's just a place that you don't like because you're transphobic. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know, you know, I identify as bisexual. And then sometimes people say, oh, like bisexuality is binary. And they're like, maybe you're being pansexual, but then I don't think it's right to tell someone how to identify. And also like bisexuality has been reclaimed to not be so binary. And so like, you know, and I also sort of have some annoyance with people who are like, you shouldn't identify as queer. That's a slur. And I'm like, well, I think at a certain point, like that language has changed and like, it's not. Like it really comes down to like a lot of generational or like personal labels, personal attraction to a label. I heard the word bisexual for the first time in the Broadway musical Rent. And I said, that is the one for me.
Yeah.
And that's up from age 12 to now. So like, it's just like kind of a simplified label on yourself, but could change and bend at any time.
Yeah. Yeah,
totally. I hope the listener understand. I didn't mean to leave out anybody in my vagina attraction or
include anybody.
I don't want, you know what? Actually, I'm not including anyone anymore. That's the only that's the only clear way not to get canceled. Total disinclusion.
Ashley.
It's not about getting canceled. It's about kind of thinking about things in a broader sense.
For
and
sure.
being like, oh, right. Because I think a lot of times people feel that way. And then when it's something that I actually have to think about in practice, they're like, oh, duh. Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
totally.
But it's like, you know, and I think it makes it hard sometimes for trans lesbians in the way that things are spoken about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I, you know, I encourage anyone listening to sort of have a sit and a think.
That was great. Gabby, I must have you back because this was not enough. Don't you think so?
Yeah, we got to have them back.
You're so good. You're excellent at this.
Oh, thank you.
Like so great at tackling the like nuanced conversation and such like a confident, like I'm going to steer you this way towards a penis. You didn't expect to be there.
I do it a lot with people I work with. Anyway.
So glad I'm the man in the writing room right now. Kate,
what's your story, Kate? Yes. I don't want to take up your time.
Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
Okay, my gay sex story this week is a
finger blast from the past.
No, it is painfully recent.
Oh,
and it's a disaster story.
All right, here we go.
Why, what happened?
I'll tell you. Okay, so I went to Cape Cod and was with my family, and Chelsea was there too. And I was like, I want to tape my chest at the beach. I like have had tape. I've taped before for like drag or for like if I was wearing a suit, I would do an undersuit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to tape at the beach for the first time, but I was too afraid to do it like around my family. Mm-hmm. So I did it on the day that it was just me and Chelsea at the beach. And it was an awesome feeling. Like it was a very good feeling. I did kept saying, are people looking at me? And she had to be like, no.
I mean,
do you have a binder?
No, I think I just don't really want to do it all the time. So the tape is a very like temporary thing. I have like swim shirts and like kind of like maybe a swim binder. I guess I do kind of have, but I kind of outgrew it a little bit. But I wanted the
I have a binder, but I don't wear it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I maybe get one. I think I liked the.
I have a sports bra that I wear at the gym. I just want to feel
a binder's a little more intense. a little hair more, and you can't wear it for a very long time because you will hurt yourself. That's right. A PSA. Anyway, so you taped at the beach. Nobody cared.
So I taped at the beach.
Running the pod.
I want to get to what was disastrous because thus far sounds great.
Okay, so I felt great. It was awesome. I didn't get sunburned. I went in the water. That was fun. I like held my dog and like the feeling of his.
I love it. The detail.
The feeling of like my dog's fur on my like bare chest was like surprisingly sweet and affirming.
Wow.
So it was like a really good experience, but then we like very quickly all of a sudden went from my family's house to my friend's house that evening. So I didn't have time to like take it off. I have to like basically drench it in vegetable oil to get it off.
Wow.
Like they send you this like little oil and it's like, this is a joke. I need fucking Crisco to get it. Like you need a full oiling up to get it off. So it wasn't until I was like at
looking like a bodybuilder.
Yes, exactly. So it wasn't until I was at my friend's house that I was like, and I slept in it, which is also like an interesting feeling.
Not but good.
I think the tape you can have on for 3 days.
Okay.
Because it's not all the way around. So it's not restricting your breathing. And I didn't have it too tight. It was really more to like cover stuff than to like really flatten. But so I woke up and I was like, I needed to get it off and I couldn't find the oil by myself in the kitchen because my friends are both fucking 6'2" and all their shit's in the top cabinets and they don't have stepladders because they don't need them.
Keeping the oil. Keeping the oil. I said a lot of things, but I keep the oil on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, that's mean. Okay.
So I was like, do you have any like vegetable oil? And she was like, yeah, are you gonna like tan at the beach? Like, what are you doing? And like, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm extremely white. Oil on skin at the beach would be a disaster. Like I would be like the color of Gabby's hair at the end of the day. So I was like, yeah, no, I just like need it for my skincare. Which, like, I was afraid of being outwardly, like, trans in front of my friends.
Right.
But really, saying I need oil as my skincare is, like, the stupidest, manliest, stupid shit I could have said.
So, do they know that you have this tape on?
No.
No, okay.
They know.
I get that. You don't want to explain the whole
thing. They've seen my set,
so
they've seen me talk about gender, but I just didn't want to, like, explain the whole thing. So, I'm in the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, I'll just, like, really discreetly put the oil on. And then just like wipe it off and then on to the next beach day where I'll wear my beach shirt. We had also snuck a dog into their apartment that wasn't supposed to be there. Our dog.
They don't know that your dog is there?
No. The like landlord didn't know the dog was there.
Okay.
So I was like in the bathroom and
a lot of things to be closeted about.
I was like covering myself.
I know!
Terrible. All the secrets collided at the wrong point. So I'm like in the bathroom, I'm like oiling myself up. It's getting everywhere. I need to get it like onto my back. So I'm just getting way messier than I thought. I'm like looking at myself in the mirror after like a day of being like, oh my God, so cool. I'm like, oh, I'm a fat little piggy. Like rubbing myself in oil for the cookout later. Like I was just like,
oh no.
So the dog starts barking and to get
There's
him
to a
quiet-
sausage casing joke to be made about the tape. I'm just putting it out there.
Wait, and then the dog starts barking.
So I'm like, get in here, betraying me, outing me. So I like call him into the bathroom. So then he's in the bathroom with me and he starts licking me because I'm covered in oil. And I'm just like, this is a fucking disaster. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just jump in the shower. But there was no towels in the bathroom. So I had to like try to like kind of dart across the like hallway to where the room was that we were staying. Cause I was like, there's towels in there. And I could not even open the door because my hands were so oily. So I like finally just like screamed and my partner came and I was like, can you get me a towel? I need to get in the shower. And she's like, yeah, of course, babe. Like, no worries. And so I'm like still in there with the dog. I'm like, great. Crisis averted. I showered all the oil off. I dried off. I didn't have to have any awkward conversations. Like, I didn't hurt myself taking it off. The oil is like clean. The tape is off.
Okay.
The oil is off so I don't burn to a crisp when we go to the beach again.
Right.
And then I realize that my dog has gone in the trash and eaten 4 fat pieces of oily tape.
Oh, no.
And
honestly, this is an incredible movie scene.
I was about to say, thank God we own the rights to this story.
You are like Vince Vaughn in like some sort of like Wedding Crasher.
Trans reboot of Wedding Crashers.
Like, this is like the sort of weird like stepbrothers type of comedy.
It was mayhem. And I am both happy and sad to report that Chelsea pulled the tape out of his butthole this morning.
Oh my God. So someone had gay sex.
Our dog had gay sex.
This is like Meet the Parents, but trans.
This is bondage on so many levels. Oh my God. What a fucking story, Kate.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful tale.
That was my gay sex.
Well, Gabby, you were not only hysterical, but you navigate. You basically hosted the pod.
Thoughtful. Smart.
Kept me from getting canceled.
I honestly think that you and I both were like, we're fine. But like Kate's story was so good and took up the least time. And like you just patiently waited for the two of us to do like mediocre so that you could like kill it at the end. Like, that's
I love you guys' stories.
Our headliner.
Like, truly.
I will say I rushed through my horse girl stuff because I wanted to get to Gabby. I'll just put that out there.
Okay. I don't mean to pit you against each other, but.
We're going to fight. Wow. We're going to oil wrestle.
We're going to oil wrestle.
Oh.
My tits are just flopping around and you've got Mine are strapped down. The ultimate battle of the sexes. The weirdest battle of the sexes. Greco-Roman style wrestling. But there are no cis men.
On the old L word, they have like oil wrestling.
Oh yeah, they did. Yeah.
Well, what are some things that you want to plug? Your social media? Your butt plugs. You got to do your butt plugs.
My Instagram is at Gabby Road. And then I have the Bad with Money podcast, which is like a queer social justice money podcast. Don't be scared. We're very gentle over there. I also do the Just Between Us podcast, which is more of like a variety show. And then I have a bunch of books. I have a Bad with Money book. I have a comic book that came out called Bury the Lead. Also very gay.
Oh, nice.
And then I feel like there's other stuff I'm supposed to promote, but that's it. Just Bad with Money and there's a Bad with Money book. And I think they are a lovely complement to each other.
Nice.
And I will say, Gabby, I've been holding this in the entire time. A few years ago when I was making my web series, which I pulled from the internet, I knew who you were and you were very inspiring to me with your YouTube account. And so it feels very nice and full circle to have you on because you really use the internet to catapult yourself into the mainstream. And that was, honestly, I think I've finally done that. But you were the person that I was like, look at this person who did this.
So. Thank you. It's hard in the moment to feel like you're doing anything. So I appreciate it.
That's a great ending. Are you doing anything, listener? Probably not. If you're not oiled up.
The thing is that you are. If you're visible, you are. You just like don't know. So you're I'm just existing. And then you don't realize that like you're actually doing something. So it's nice to hear it and be like, oh, cool. Like anybody cared, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
This week, I am doing a special little gay thought. Today, I am thinking of Abby, who is a patron and a very active member of the WHGS Discord. And she just got her date for her gender confirmation surgery. I'm really, really excited for her. She's been so open about her transition process. And I just am very, very excited for her. And I just can't wait to see how you're doing and feeling afterwards. And I hope your vagina is just fucking everything that you've ever wanted. I'm going to cry. I just hope you fucking love that thing. I hope it has that new vagina smell. I'm just super excited to be a part of this community and hear about these amazing little big moments. This one's big, but also the amazing little moments that happen for all of you. I'm really honored to be a part of that. So, shout out, Abby. Congratulations. Let's do some Patreon shout outs. If you're a patron, you're paying right now. This is still 99% of what we make is from the Patreon. I know you guys hear ads. These things take time. They're based on how many people listen. So the Patreon is the absolute best way that you can make sure this podcast stays on forever, you know? If you donate, you get a shout out. On Instagram, we have SophieLouise_VT. On Instagram, we have Soup2Hot. That's the number two. On Instagram, we have Brooke.Williams22. On Instagram, we have Chelsea and Franklin. On Instagram, we have R.GreenSmith. On Instagram, we have JimmyRupert1. On Instagram, we have All Hail Kyrios, KYRIOS. On Instagram, we have Karina_Walter57. On Twitter, we have Luna B. Bat. On TikTok, we have Witchcraft Coffee and Queers. On Instagram, we have Samantha Hamburger. On TikTok, we have Copper, VVTCH. And on Instagram, we have TittaPotTV? TittaPotteeVeeE. Thank you so much for donating. You guys make this possible. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everybody.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.